Okay, so we are we're talking about karbanos, and we're trying to now focus on some of the individual karbanos. So we spoke a lot of the main categories of olam, mincha, shlamim, chatas, asham, bechor, meiser, and pasach. And now we're going to get going a little bit by speaking about karban tamid. Karban tamid, to give a little bit of background information. Then after the background information, we'll hopefully be able to, we've been trying to focus our discussions largely on what is the purpose of this of these karbanos, like what exactly do they do. So let's note a couple of things by way of introduction. Number one, the karban tamids, those are karban olas. It's a form of karban olas. They're olas that people offer as individuals. I decide I want to give an ola on my own. I want to voluntarily give one. There are also olas that the tzibor brings, and the karban tamid are karban olas given by the tzibor. The whole karban is going to be burned. It's kachay kachim, and that's what it is. Additionally, this pasuk we all know, that the karban tamid is offered twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Once in the morning and once in the afternoon. There are two important machloksim between Rambam and Ramban that we are not going to be speaking about, but it's good to know in general about karban tamid. One machlokes is, in the list of 613 mitzvos, so the karban tamid gets counted once or twice. It's offered every morning and every afternoon. So do you count it once because it's one thing called karban tamid? That is the position of Rambam. Rambam holds you count karban tamid once, as opposed to the Ramban. The Ramban thinks it should really be counted as two separate mitzvos. They're fulfilled at different times. They're not dependent upon each other. So there's one mitzvah called tamid shel shachar, another mitzvah called tamid shel bein ha'arbayim. That's part of probably a larger discussion. Kriyashma, we say in morning and night, is that one mitzvah or is that two mitzvahs? The ktores that we offer in the Beis Hamikdash, the nice smelling, I don't know what the English translation of ktores is, whatever it is, the ktores that we offer in morning and night, is that one mitzvah, is that two mitzvahs? Those are all part of the question. We're not going to speak about that now at all, but that's an important question to be aware of, point number one, as far as Rambam and Ramban. An additional thing to know about the karban tamid is that the karban tamid, this we saw in the Gemara in Mesechas Pesachim. We saw in the Shir before Pesach, which is why we're not going to talk about it right now. We referenced it a bit in the last year in Karban Pesach. The Karban Tamid Shal Shachar is the first Karban offered every day. The Tamid Shal Bein Ha'arbayim is the last Karban offered every day, at least typically. At least typically. There are the Gemaras in Pesachim, certain things that go afterwards, like the Karban Pesach, but generally speaking, beginning and end, that is the karban tamid. They are the bookends of every day's karbanos. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Ramban thinks that should be counted as a mitzvah in the 613, that tamid has to be first and last. The Rambam does not count that separately as a mitzvah. And let me speak about, you know, why that would be. We spoke about it before Pesach a little bit. But what we have is thus far is as follows. Every morning and afternoon, Klal Yisrael as a whole would offer a karban tamid, once morning, afternoon. That karban is a kind of karban ola. The whole karban gets burned agabe hamizbeach. Agabe hamizbeach. And further, there is discussion if it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. There is a discussion also whether we know it has to be the first karban and the last karban. You know, what really is that, should it be counted also in the 613? The Ramban says yes, other Rishonim think no. That's at least a bit of introduction to karban tamid. Yes, Sam, what's up?
I feel like we mentioned this when we did that Shir Masada Shlomo, but just for clarity, how does the Rambam understand the din of Masada Shlomo then? If it's not a mitzvah, it's just like a halacha built into the karban tamid's actual
team? Included in a different mitzvah. Some think it's included in the mitzvah of karban tamid. That part of the tamid is has to be first and last. Some think it's more of like an iser aseh. It's not really a mitzvah, but it's more of just a form of an iser. That's part of the discussion there. What we want to try to figure out a little bit is what is the goal of the karban tamid? What's the goal of the karban tamid? We're going to make two suggestions. Both of them, I think, are somewhat, I don't want to say original, but both of them, I think, are intriguing. And the packaging on some level may be somewhat original. Let me begin by framing the issue in the following way. The Torah tells us twice that there's a mitzvah to offer the Karban Tamid every day. It tells us in Parshas Tetzaveh, where we're speaking there, and it tells us also in Parshas Pinchas, as we'll read about in a week or two, depending on where we are currently located. That is two or three. Are you really? Okay, then, never mind. Great, we can feel even closer. So it's mentioned twice in Chumash. Part of the question is, why is it mentioned twice in Chumash? Rashi points out that a tziv has like a very beautiful elaboration on this idea, that the Parsh Tetzaveh commandment of the tzivoy of Karban Tamid, says Rashi, was only l'sha'a, that only applied in the time of the Mishkan. But when it's found in Parshas Pinchas, there, the Karban Tamid, that's a tzivoy ledoros. That is the one that is binding on us nowadays, which is why, as an example, when many of the Rishonim count the mitzvah of Karban Tamid, they count it from the psukim in Parshas Pinchas, because that's the real one, ledoros. The tziv elaborates on that general idea. The tziv says, well, the tziv connects a lot of things to Torah. At least that's my brief understanding of the tziv and his parish in Chumash. The tziv writes, well, really, the goal of the Karban Tamid, part of the goal is for Parnasa, as Karbani Lachmi Le'ishai. It's brought for Lechem, for Parnasa. But, says in the tziv, in the Mishkan, and when Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar, they didn't need any help with Parnasa, because the Mun was coming down, everything was taken care of for them. Those Karban Tamids were brought for Talmud Torah. The Tamid Shal Shachar is brought for Torah Shbichsav. That's the primary time to learn Torah Shbichsav. The Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim was brought in at the end of the day, because Iker Torah Shbapeh is learned Balayla, and it was primarily for Moshe Rabbeinu, says Nitziv. But all of that meant that when we entered into Eretz Yisrael and Parshas Pinchas, there we're speaking about the Karban Tamids. That's a different kind of Karban Tamid. So the Tzavah one was more of a temporary one. The Pinchas one was more of a fundamental one. That was one that actually is going to exist. L'dore Doros, that's why we do it, because it's found in Parshas Pinchas. Okay. What we are going to suggest today, we try to avoid shiurim that are more just like one developed mahalach, but we will do that now anyway. And that is, we're going to suggest that really Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Pinchas reflect two different dinim in why we offer Karban Tamid. That is one mahalach, one element, one din of Karban Tamid, one reason why we offer it, which is found in Parshas Tetzaveh, and another which is found in Parshas Pinchas. And even though the psukim look very similar, the presence in Parshas Tetzaveh and the presence in Parshas Pinchas tell us a whole lot about why we are offering Karban Tamid. So let's first look at Parshas Tetzaveh for a bit, and then after that, we'll look at Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Tetzaveh, Karban Tamid. Let's be mocked in with a question, which is, many of the Karbanos, the primary location for Karbanos, is in Sefer Vayikra. That's where you find a whole lot of them. That is not where you find the Karban Tamid, which is part of the reason why I would suspect its location in Chumash, in Tetzaveh, and in Pinchas may be noteworthy. Let's begin with the following question. In general, this is a question that's asked by the Balei HaTosfos, the Das HaKeinim in his Perish Al HaTorah. It's a real Lumdish comment. Some of the Achronim pick up on it and make a big deal out of it. Das HaKeinim points out that normally in Parshios Truma, and we would point out Tetzaveh, we don't have a lot of mentioning of the avodas that we do in the Mikdash. We don't have the tzivuyim, the commandments to offer most karbanos, the commandment of hadlakas haminorah. Most things are not found in Truma Tetzaveh. But there are, says the Das HaKeinim, an isolated case or two, where even though it's in Truma or Tetzaveh, it tells us the avoda. Most of Truma and Tetzaveh are talking about the structure and the building of, and like the background of the Mikdash. The Truma speaks about all the kalim that I need, the physical structure, all the vessels I need to do avoda. That's Parshas Truma. Bar Tzitzava speak about the big day kahuna, which I need also, but they don't really speak about the avodas that you do in those locations. Asks the Das Zakenim, but that's not entirely true, because the Ktores is found in Parshas Truma. The mitzvah to offer the Ktores is found in Parshas Truma. Okay. Suggests the Das Zakenim, why is the mitzvah of Ktores, of offering Ktores, found in Parshas Truma? So he offers the following suggestion. You can take it or leave it. But we'll pause in the second half. It says Das Zakenim as follows. There are avodas that you do, not because they're per se avodas you do in the Mikdash, but there are things you do because it's part and parcel of, like, the physical structure of the Mikdash itself. That the definition of a Mikdash, that the building of the Mikdash requires certain things. Says Das Zakenim, why are we offering the Ktores? Not because there's this, like, carbon of Ktores, the way there's a carbon of Chatas, but rather the Mikdash itself requires Ktores, because Ktores makes the Mikdash smell good. And part of the din of a Mikdash to be the bias of Hashem, so the bias of a king, has to smell good. So Ktores is mentioned in Parshas Truma because when we're mentioning the physical structure of the Mikdash, offering the Ktores contributes not to like a different avoda, but it's part of what the Mikdash needs to be a Mikdash. And to be a Mikdash, it needs to have Ktores there. It needs to have the smell, because that's what kings have. That's what kings have in their house. So Ktores is part and parcel of the Mikdash itself. It was necessary for the Mikdash to be a Mikdash. It requires that, meaning the Mikdash doesn't need a Chatas to be called a Mikdash. To be called a Mikdash, it requires Ktores. It's part of what contributes to it being the house. The house of Hashem, the house of Hashem. General clarity in that thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. You find that same vort, the Mitzvah HaMelech quote from Naftali Kaplan, that same Shtikl Torah in an additional context. That is Lechem HaPanim. That in Truma also, very oddly, when it mentions the Shulchan in the Mikdash, one of the things it says is, on top of the Shulchan in the Mikdash, there has to be lechem apanim. Why is it telling me that? Doesn't tell me that there has to be an ashram gets offered on the mikdash. Why is it telling me that specifically the lechem apanim has to be on the shulchan? So say these achronim. It's the melchot from the Tali Kaplan. The same for the definition of a shulchan is that it has on it lechem apanim. If it doesn't have lechem apanim on it, it's not part of the shulchan, meaning it contributes to its status as a kli. So lechem apanim is, on the one hand, it's like a karban, but it also is part of what makes the shulchan into a shulchan, and therefore part of what makes the shulchan part of the mikdash. It becomes part and parcel of the kli itself. So essentially, any avodas which take place in Truma and Tetzaveh, at least in Truma, but I think Tetzaveh also, are not just like regular things you do in the Mikdash, they're part of what makes the Mikdash into the Mikdash. So if you had a Mikdash with no Ktores, or a Mikdash with no Lechem Apanim, you don't have a real Shulchan, and you don't have a full Mikdash. But if you have a Mikdash with no carbon Ashams, that is still a regular Mikdash. It's a Mikdash without the Karbanos. But Ktores and Shulchan and the Lechem Apanim help contribute to make the Mikdash into what it is. That's at least, you know, part of it. You can use that in many models of, think about your house, your dining room table is part of what makes your house into your house. Putting chicken on the dining room table is what you use your house for. But part of the question is, what's called what makes the Mishkan or the Mikdash into the Mikdash? And then what's it used for? So Ktores and Lechem Apanim are used to make the Mikdash into the Mikdash. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Ezra, what's up?
Can you just technically say that for everything?
You could, but it's working off of the fact that only certain things are mentioned in Parshas Truma Tzava. So you would say things that aren't meant, that's how we know. It's mentioned in the discussion of the Binyan HaMishkan, then we know it's part of the Binyan HaMishkan at this point. But I'll give you a svar in a minute. I would suggest, I think, found out that the Lichtenstein has a suggestion in two places, in the Shir Psicha Tisvachim and in the Shal Shudas talk, but that it's possible the same thing is true with Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid is also somewhat out of place in Parshas Tetzaveh. These are parshas that speak about the structure of the Mishkan. So part of it, I think the way Lichtenstein said it, is as follows. In order to be a Mikdash or a Mishkan, there has to be a degree of avodah going on there. Otherwise, one way of saying it, the Mikdash is a place, the Ramban writes, for Hashras Hashchina. There are certain kinds of avodas. If it's lacking all avodah, it's a physical structure, but it's not a place for Hashras Hashchina. The goal of the Karban Tamid, by being there in the beginning and the afternoon, the consistency of Es HaKeves HaEchad, that is there partially, not because it's like a kapara for Bnei Yisrael, it's part of what makes the Mikdash into a Mikdash that is right for Hashras HaShchina. It contributes to its status as a Mikdash. And a Mikdash of no avoda whatsoever is not really called a Mikdash. What makes it a Mikdash is that there's avoda which is taking place there. Once you have that Mikdash, so then you can use that Mikdash for offering other karbanos. Then you could use that Mikdash for offering an asha, for being madlik the menorah, for the Chumas Hadeshen, for other chatos, and asham, and meiser, and bechor, and pesach. But what makes it into a Mikdash? A Mikdash is a structure in which there is an avoda consistently done. That's what ensures it's a Mikdash with Hasra'as HaShchina. In that sense, the one of the purposes of the Tamid Shachar and Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim is to establish on some level the Mikdash as a Mikdash. It's part of what makes the Mikdash a Mikdash. That's at least one way of potentially viewing the role of the Karban Tamid, is to make it, it's part of what makes the Mikdash into not just a bunch of curtains and walls with a floor and a roof and a bunch of vessels there. What makes it into a Mikdash is it's a base avoda in Lashon of Rambam. It's a place where avoda is done. I want to mention one more point if this helps clarify this for anyone, and then you'll stop for, and then you'll pause and ask your question. It's not coincidental the three things we mentioned, Ketores, Lechem HaPanim, and Karban Tamid, are all things that happen, Lechem HaPanim, all the time. There's Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan, and Ketores and Karban Tamid exist every single morning and every single afternoon. That those three are about ensuring that there is an active kind of avoda always taking place in the Mikdash. It's what makes the Mikdash. The Mikdash, meaning as an example, some would suggest, it's a bad time to make a suggestion, but a shul which no one ever davens in, so on some level, hasmana milsa, lav milsa, gemara, sanhedrin, not for now. But it's not really, if you build a shul, no one ever davens in it. Not they did, but can't right now. No one's ever davened in it. It's not a shul. The davening, one of the things the davening does, not just that I go to a shul to daven, the davening helps make it into a shul. It's part of what gives it its status as base knesses. The Karban Tamid, the Ketores, Lechem HaPanim, contribute to giving the Mikdash its status as a Mikdash. And then once I have it there, so then it's a Mikdash. That's where you bring your other Olas, Chatas, Ashams, and Minchas. It's part of what makes it into a Mikdash. I think that Shul Mashal was even a little bit helpful. But general questions, let's go. Sam, what's up?
What did this have to do with the fact that the main marker might be in Bamidbar? I feel like we kind of mentioned that.
We're getting there. Okay. Yeah. The answer is nothing so far, but it's one element of the din of, meaning the Mahalach is saying, it's not in Tetzaveh, it's just a Tzivoy L'Sha'a, that maybe Tetzaveh highlights one part of it. Yeah, Rafi?
Why can't just like every other Korban make it into Mikdash?
I think the consistency of it being there morning, afternoon, no matter what. I think that's part of what it does. I think that's part of it.
Regardless, don't we try to have like Korbanos constantly going?
We try to. We try to always have them going, but the minimum you need to be called Mikdash is your Tom Mitchell Shachar. That, by the way, I meant to even open up with this, but that's why I think part of the Gemara in Tainus, that one of the five things that happened, we're not that far away from Shabbat Bertamas, was Batel HaTamid. That when the Tamid is Batel, that has increased significance in light of what we're suggesting. That part of the Tamid being Batel meant that there was, even before Tisha B'Av, a little bit of a chisaron in the mikdash already that kicked in. Take that word or leave it. There is, however, we also find it in the context of Parshas Pinchas. So let's develop a little bit what's going on in Parshas Pinchas. So let's point out the following. I believe that there is another insight into what is going on in the mikdash with the Tamid in Parshas Pinchas. This, I think, is a little bit of a vort. You could take it or leave it. I think it's intriguing. Halakha Gemara is not mentioned at Tava, to my knowledge. Is it? If it were, I'm fine with that. It's also Tamid. It's definitely not mentioned in Truma. You'll let me know, Effie, if it's there. I think it could be that it is there in Tava, which I'm actually good with, if you want to know, because of my last point. It would be the other Tamid that's present. Now, Parshas Pinchas, something else is fascinating. There, what is the context of the Karban Tamid being offered? Karban Tamid in Parshas Pinchas is mentioned, this many of the Mefarshim are bothered with, it's mentioned right before all the Karban Musafs. So all the Karban Musafs that you offer on Rosh Chodesh, extra Karbanos, on Shabbos, extra Karbanos, on Pesach, extra Karbanos, all of the Karban Musafs, right before that is the mentioning of the Karban Tamid. Those are very connected. If we have time to ever have shir on Karban Musaf, we'll talk about this. But that's why the Rambam puts it, Hilchos, to midim umusafim. They're very connected. They're even almost like the exact same Karban. They're both Ola, the Tzibor is bringing, Musaf and Tamid. Tamid and Musaf. Okay. At first glance, the Tamid and Musaf have no connection whatsoever. The Musaf is offered as a Chovas Hayom. There's something unique and special about the Musaf, about those days. We offer a special carbon for those days. Carbon Tamid has nothing to do with Musaf. Carbon Tamid is there's nothing unique happening this day. All we have is Carbon Tamid. So it's intriguing, or it's interesting, that the Carbon Tamid Tzivoy would be right next to the Carbon Musaf. What's going on? So we'll develop a mahalach. You can take it or leave it, but it's a particular mahalach. The Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Nun Gimel tells us that whenever we would offer the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, the Karban Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, as well as the Karban Musafs, we would be Tokeya B'Chatzotros. The Torah tells in Parshas Baal Loscha that we offer, that we are Tokeya Chatzotros, that we do bring the, yeah, if you were thinking of the vort, that right after all the moedim, it says halakas menorah, and the darshanim say it's a reference to Hanukkah. Yeah, I think it's not, but great. Says the Mishnah that whenever you bring the carbon tamids and the carbon musafs, you would blow chatzotro, special trumpets that you would blow while you were bringing those karbanos. The Rambam makes it sound, this is Salvechik pointed out, that you're blowing them for different reasons. For the carbon musafs, it's like a better carbon musaf. It's a happy day. It comes as a unique day. So we blow chatzotros to like make it more of a special carbon. It elevates the carbon in a certain sense. Carbon tamid, the rough saw for Rambam, is not that at all. It's just a halacha. You have to blow chatzotros during the day. So we happen to blow it during the Tamid Shel Shachar, not that special at all. But listen to the following. It's an amazing thing. When do you blow chatzotros? There's a world famous Sifri. The Sifri is famous not for the day that we're going to quote. The pasuk says, when do you blow chatzotros in the Mikdash? Uviyom Simcha. When were those days? Uviyom simchaschem uvimoadechem uvroshechatshechem. So wonders of Sifri, what is uviyom simchaschem? What are the days when you are offering, which are the days of joy, when you're blowing chatzotros? It can't be Yontif, that's already mentioned. Uvim Moadechem. It can't be Rosh Chodesh, that's also mentioned. So what's of a Yom Simchaschem? So the Sefri says, Yom Simchaschem, Zos Shabbos. A major Chiddush. It sounds like there's a Chiyuv of Simcha on Shabbos. Not so clear that's really true. Simcha is really on Yontif. Shabbos has Oneg. Rav Eisenstein Shlita in his Sefer Maseches Ksuvos has a very beautiful word about this. He spoke about it, I believe, this year when he was in Shalvin for Shabbos. I wasn't, but the word's a great word anyway, even though I was not in attendance when he said it over. It's in a Sefer, and it's wonderful. But that's one famous piece, the Shabbos of Din of Simcha. However, says the Medrash, Uviyom Simchaschem, the other day is Zot Midin. That whenever you offer the carbon tamin, those are days of joy. So during the carbon tamid, during the carbon musaf, you blow chatzot when you're offering the carbon tamid. Wonders many of the mefarshim. Again, I'm sorry, it's like I'm a halach today. Wonders many of the mefarshim. What exactly is the simcha of the carbon tamid? Carbon tamid is the regular carbon. What is the simcha offered during the carbon tamid? So the Malbim has an amazing vort based on a Tosfos that we learned in Kaitzman. Tosfos on Daf Nun quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that every day, whenever an individual offers a karban, that day is a yontif for you. That day is Aser b'malacha. So says the Yerushalmi, why is there an Iser malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Because we offer the karban Pesach then. And since all of Klal Yisrael offers the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, that day becomes like a Yontif. And there's an Isser Melacha to do Melacha on the day when you bring Karbanos. When you bring Karbanos. Ask the Yerushalmi a question. If every day when Klal Yisrael offers Karbanos, it's considered to be a day of Simcha, it's considered to be a Yontif, so don't we offer the Karban Tamid every single day? Every day should be Aser b'malacha. Every day should be a yontif. Every day should be holy. So says the Yerushalmi, Ein hachinami, but the Pasuk says in Chumash, V'yasafta diganecha, that you have to work. So says the Yerushalmi, essentially, even though every single day of the year should be a yontif, we offer a carbon tamid every single day, the Pasuk taught us you're allowed to work. V'yasafta diganecha, you're allowed to do malacha. But it's really like a kula. Really, you shouldn't be able to, because really every day should be like a yontif. Therefore, says the Malbim, it's an amazing Malbim, says the Malbim, uviyom simchaschem zo timidim, why are we blowing chatzotros whenever we are offering the carbon tamid? Because carbon tamid really should be able to cause a yontif. Really, every day should have simcha through the carbon tamid. Not only moadechem, not only roshecha sheichem. Every single day should really have simcha. And that's why we offer the carbon tamid. Just, it happens to be, the asafta, diganecha, we can't implement every day lemaisa as being a yontif. There's no iser malacha. We treat it kilu, it's a regular day. But really, it should be, says the Malbim, fundamentally, Uviyom Simchaschem. Really, it is a special day. Every day we offer the Karban Tamid should be a day of Simcha. I wonder, in light of the Malbim, if we have an additional pshat in why the Karban Tamid is mentioned next to Karban Musaf in Parshas Pinchas. Why is the Tamid next to Musaf? Because they're really both brought for the same purpose. Why is a musaf brought? A musaf is brought because this day is a special, unique, and elevated day. That there's a musaf on Shabbos because Shabbos is an extra kadosh day. There's a musaf brought on Yontif. It's an extra kadosh kind of a day. It's a day of greater experience, a greater kedusha. It's a day of greater simcha. But why do we bring the tamid with the musaf? And why are the tamid and the musaf essentially like the same karbanos? And why does the Rambam group together Tamidim and Musafin? What's the connection? Because just as Musaf is brought, because that day is a holy day, it's like a Yontif, it's a Chovas Hayom, it requires a special karban. So too, with the Tamidim, that's what's happening also. With the Tamidim, that's what the Tamid also does. The goal of the Tamid is that every day has an element of that. Every day is Uviyom Simchaschem. Every day really should also be Asur B'Malacha. We can't because we have Safta Diganecha, but it really should be Asur B'Malacha. And that's why the Tamid and the Musaf are essentially the same. They're karbanos that are brought for highlighting the unique status of that day. The unique status of that day. The status of a day that of a musaf, it's extra kadosh, but every day has it. Every day has an element of kadosh, which is there. Every day has an element of a unique opportunity, of a v'yom simchasem, which is really their elu tamidim, according to the Malbim and light of that Tosvos in the Yerushalmi. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. If that's true, we'll pause for 1 second, or write in the chat, whatever works best for you. Then I think we find something fascinating. You could take it or leave it. But if you were asking me, why does Chumash mention the Karban Tamid twice? Once in Parshas Tetzaveh, and once in Parshas Pinchas, I would tell you because there are two different dinim, two different elements to the chiyuv of Karban Tamid. One is highlighted by its presence in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, in that area, a din in Binyan HaMishkan, just like Lechem HaPanim, just like the Ketores, so to the Tamidim. It's called Tam. It's part of what the davening gives a shul, it says a shul, the Karban Tamid helps make the Mikdash into a Mikdash. But it's brought in Pinchas also because the Karban Tamid highlights something else. Highlights that every single day, Uviyom Simchaschem Zot Tamidim, that's why we blow Chatzotros. That just as the Musaf highlights the fact that Eidim Davin Musaf, it's a special day, it's like a Yontif, really every day has that Kedusha in it. Really every day on some level should be a Yontif. Just L'maisa we have to work, because that's what the Ganechali, Yerushalmi taught us. But really, because of the Karban Tamid being offered, it transfers every day into a Yontif. In that sense, what the Karban Tamid represents, not just it gives the Mikdash its character, gives the Mikdash its character, a defining element of what the Mikdash is, but the Mikdash also, part of what highlights the unique koach of each day, that each day really is of Yom Simchastam. Each day really is like a latent Yontif with a potential Isser Malacha that Lemaisa we just don't have because via safta diganecha. That would be my suggestion for why there are the two dinim of Karban Tamid. One part of the Mikdash, the second part of the unique koach of each and every day. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, Ezra.
Well, would it be almost crazy to say that, like, maybe that's why we offer two tamids? Like, can we say one is, like, they're different? Like, and that's why the Ramban counts them separately?
I wanted to say something like that. There is some evidence that maybe they are different, which I wouldn't mind if that were true. The Torah writes that the reason why we say the Shir Shalom only in the morning and not in the afternoon is because the Tamid, the Torah says that they only said Shira at the Tamid Shal Shachar, not at the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. The Prisha says, what are you talking about? Not true. You know, they're totally consistent. But I'm totally with you. I mean, I thought of going the direction. Like, if you could find that you have enough chilukim between Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, this would be a great way to explain it. But I don't know if it's true enough for that. Okay. Just hang in the chat 1 second. Yeah. I wonder, we said something similar about Ola. It's like this vort that they always quote, the Hakdama to the Ein Yaakov, found in the Maharal. Also, the most important pasuk in Chumash, as HaKevesa Echa Ta'ase Beboker, V'yis HaKevesa Shein Ta'ase Ben Harabayim. And we know, we said this, that the standard Mahalach is, the Bali Musar, it shows the importance of consistency, I always thought, and I'll continue to prove that now, that the more you know about Karban Ola and Karban Tamid, the more meaningful one could make this pasuk being most chashuv pasuk. We quoted last time, we suggest based on Rav Hirsch, that Karban Ola isn't Ola because it's all burned, but Ola because it's Aliyah. The Karban Ola is not focusing on the Chatam you did, it's focusing on you wanting to improve your relationship to Hashem. And in that sense, the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Arbayim, really reflects not just consistency, but a consistent desire to improve your connection with Hashem, going in that direction. But I wonder if, in light of what we saw now, we could have another suggestion as to what exactly is so important about Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. I'll focus on one of them, or I think you can say an idea for both. But especially in light of the last idea we mentioned, Uviyom Simchaschem Elu Tamidim. The Karban Tamid shows and helps cause the fact, generate, that every day on some level should really be a Yontif. Every day on some level has Kedusha built in. There's really no such thing as regular days and special days. Regular days and days with Musaf. But every day has a Karban Tamid, which really shows that every day is Uviyom Simchaschem, and every day is really special, and every day really should have an Isra Malacha. And if you go through your life, it's like Kevas Ha'echa Ta'aseh Beboker, it's like Kevas Ha'sheni Ta'aseh Be'bin Harbayim, understanding that the Karban Tamid shows and causes every day to be a unique day, and every day to have an element of Kedusha built into it, and has a potential for it being like a Yontif, then your life is very different. It's not just consistency or consistent growth. It's a consistent recognition of the unique koach and spiritual capacity, if you want to say it that way, of each and every day. That each and every day is really chashuv, and each and every day has a certain koach sort of built into it that helps make it, in fact, incredibly, incredibly powerful and incredibly special. You can certainly take it or leave it, but that's at least the Karban Tamid. So we pointed out that, I don't even know what time it is, we pointed out that the Karban Tamid, not bad, that the Karban Tamid has different elements to it. Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? We offer it the first Karban every day and pretty much the last Karban every afternoon. Ramban, separate mitzvah, for others not. We pointed out that there's really two things the Karban Tamid may contribute. One, it's part of what makes the Mikdash into the Mikdash, not just a building, but a building with those consistent day-by-day karbanos. And we also saw that it may be a din, just like the musaf, is because the day is special, so Karban Tamid also is because the day is special. And it's a chovas hayom that each and every day generates the need to offer a karban, which will on some level help cause or generate a certain kind of iser melacha. Let's pause now. Thoughts, comments, whatever else you're thinking.